off.
Thank you.
Hello.
Welcome. Yeah. Look at you all.
Listen to them.
Oh, aren't you lovely?
Lunatic.
Wow. Hello, we're Dick and Dom, and welcome to Cash from Chaos.
Yeah, Cash from Chaos. Yes, woo put those words. It's basically a podcast, a game show podcast, where you guys have the chance to come up here and challenge us at a selection of games, and you could end up, if you win, winning our fee. There it all is, yeah. Very exciting.
You might not be whooping when you hear how much it is. Because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our fee stands at 200 quid! Hold on. I'm going to chuck in a special surprise for you tonight. 200 quid and a half-sucked nicotine lozenge. There you go. How about that, eh?
It's all up for grabs here at Cash from Chaos. Mm. And it's a difference. Seriously, we could go away. Ladies and gentlemen, we could literally go away from here today with nothing.
Nothing.
With diddly squit. Mm. We could go with nothing and you could win it all. It's a difference between us having a fun day out at Chessington World of Adventures.
Or us having a fun day out just in Chessington.
Yeah. Nice place, Chessington. Yeah,
maybe to some.
It's the difference between us having a fine meal with Louis Theroux.
Or us having a fine meal with Louis XIV. Terrible king.
And it's also the difference between us getting excited by Christmas.
Or us getting excited by Christopher Biggins.
There's not much in it,
to be honest. I don't know where I was going with that one.
We've also got very special guests as
well. We have, yes. We've asked you on social media who you'd like to hear on the podcast today. You asked for Dame Judi Dench.
I know.
So, we got you, Kevin Bishop!
Look, it's Kevin Bishop! Oh,
Kevin.
Look at him, isn't he looking smart? Oh, he's put his little jacket on and everything. Hello, Kevin, all right?
You have to go and sit down there at your special little desk. Kevin is now going to sit at a desk with a microphone and a calculator. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, everyone.
So for the ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, why are you here today?
I don't know. I'm looking after this.
What's that? What's that?
Because...
This on an audio podcast could be
anything. It's stuck on there. It's stuck on there.
Stuck on what?
There.
Now, for the people listening to this, you just said, I'm looking after this that's stuck on there.
Yeah.
This is not visual, it's audible.
Because if you win that, you've got to take this home as well. That's the unknown
for
bit.
For the listeners, let's just
and
explain.
And this is stuck to the stage. And you've got to take the stage home as well.
Yeah, they know where the stage. So you've got a fishbowl stuck to a... What do you call them? What is
keep
that?
Keep left sign, you idiot.
Keep left sign.
Keep left, yeah. Keep left.
How's life?
It's good.
How's the wife?
She's not so good. No, it's great. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
How's the kids?
Yeah, they're all right. Good. They're all right. Yeah. Still got them.
And, okay. That's jolly good.
They're good.
How's the car running?
Is this even working? It's got a lot of dust on it.
It's antique, but there you are. Yeah, you've got to calculate some things for us later, Kevin, so stick with the calculator there. Marvin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Bishop.
Thank you.
Right then, are you all ready to play Cash from Chaos?
Yeah! Cash from Chaos!
Okay, on with our first game in Cash from Chaos. Hold on a minute. Yeah. Every time you hear that sound, it's a quick fire fiver. I take £5 out of this bowl. I get a question and I come down into the audience here and I ask one of you the question. If you get it right, you win £5.
Our £5.
Yeah, our fee.
This is our money.
Now, we don't want to give this away. So, hello, what's your name?
Oscar.
You had to think about that.
He's
hello,
lying.
Oscar. Welcome. True or false? Kevin Bishop was once expelled from a fictional school.
False.
Okay, let's find out. Kevin. From Kevin, true or false, were you expelled from a fictional school?
I'm afraid it is actually true.
Oh! So that means Dick and Dom keep their money.
We keep our money.
Now, would you like to explain more, Kevin?
Yes, I used to be in a television programme called Grange Hill, which was set... Thank you, couple of old people there. was set in a children's school, and I was expelled in real life. Well, I suppose we would call it fired. Fired professionally for bad behaviour.
And what kind of things were you doing? Why were you expelled, Kevin?
Oh, it was a string of events.
When you were talking to us earlier, you used one word to describe how you were.
Incorrigible, was it?
Incorrigible.
No, I was quite naughty, and I used to throw the pool ball at the wall because it made a nice dent in the wall, and I did it thousands of times, and it was a newly plastered wall. That was just one thing. That was the least offensive thing.
Right. But of course, you were fired, and of course, many times in show business, when you're fired, that's it. That's the end of your career. What happened as your next job?
I then landed...
and then landed a film with the Muppets called Muppet Treasure Island.
There you go, kids. There's a lesson in that for you all. Misbehave at school and you could end up working with the Muppets. There you go. Thank
right,
you very much,
Kevin. Right, should we do our first game? Our first game is called...
How much can I fit in my mouth?
Yes, how much... How much can I fit in my mouth? And to do this, we need someone from the audience. Kevin, who do you like the look of and why?
I'm going to choose someone with the largest looking mouth. I would say this gentleman here in the... is that Jack Daniels T-shirt you're wearing there?
That'll do. Very good.
Right, please, sir, come on up. Give him a round of applause.
Here he comes.
Here he is, onto the stage, onto the stage.
Sit there.
Welcome, 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 welcome. How are you?
Hello, what's your name?
It's Josh. Hello.
It's Josh Hello. Hello, Josh Hello.
Josh Hello.
It's nice to meet you, Josh Hello. And what's your second name?
So
Josh Hello-er. It's lovely to meet you. And you're going to be playing against Dickie Doodah. So there we go. Now, poor Dick over here will try and fit as many objects, which we'll find out in a minute, into his mouth as he possibly can.
Are they inanimate objects or...
Inanimate edible objects.
Oh, all right.
Should we just show them what the objects are?
Okay. Yeah, sort of. Oh, sure, you can smell them. Onions, red onions.
Red onions.
Oh,
Josh
nice.
Will also do the same. Whoever fits the most amount of onions into their mouth will win. Kevin, will you reach into the goldfish bowl, the fishbowl of fee, and pull out how much you think they should win for this game?
I'm going to go for a good one to begin with. I reckon 20 quid.
20 quid.
All to play for. We
now, don't
that.
Forget, Dick is going to be playing hard at this game because we do not want to lose our fee. Josh, on the other hand, wants to win.
Yay.
No, 20 quid.
Yeah, 20 quid.
He's gonna pick anybody, Kevin. Dickie?
Yes.
The clock's going to tick. Let's see how many you get in your mouth until you give up. Let's go. Ready? One. Two. Oh, yeah. Three. He's got ready four. Here comes four. Four. He's got four pieces of it. He is gagging. He's going red. His eyes are going... Five, no more. Six. Come, mate, this is for 20 quid. Keep the blooming money.
Come on.
Seven. He's got eight in there. Please. It's £10 each. Stop. We got eight. Well done.
Another showbiz rumour put to bed. Dick has a very strong gag reflex.
Right then, let's find out whether Josh can match eight slices of onion in your mouth.
That was disgusting.
Hope you've got some ready, mate. You're going to need it. Okay, ready, let's go. Go, Josh, go. Oh, yeah, he means business.
He's got a big mouth, hasn't he?
Two.
Jeez.
He's cramming them in.
It's not even wincing.
Easy, easy. Look at that, look.
Four. Good. No, that's a... No.
He's like a post box.
What? Was it? Six.
Oh, his eyes are watering.
There we go.
Seven. One more and he's got the 20 quid.
We're going to lose 20 quid.
Is he going to...
No! Oh, no. Sorry, guys.
And there we have it. Oh, Josh. You could put them out on the plate in a little bit more of a nice manner. But look, everybody, Josh wins 20 quid of Dick and Dom's hard-earned cash. Well done, Josh. Come on, good lad. Well done. Anything to say?
Thanks for making my dream come true. I always wanted this back in the day.
There you go. Anyone else have a dream when they were a kid to stick red onions in their mouth? So we're 20 quid down. What does that leave us with, Kevin?
Well, it would leave you with £160.
No. You've even got a calculator, Kevin.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
£200.
£200 minus 20 quid. I was £180.
You can tell he went to stage school, can't you?
180 quid remaining. Let's go on to our second game. It's called
Stinking Bishop.
Yes. To celebrate the fact that Kevin is here tonight, we like to name the games after our guests. This is called Stinking Bishop. For this, Kevin, we need another member of the audience. Please, pick somebody.
Right, okay. Lady over there in the red lumberjack checkered shirt.
Yes, you.
She looks eager.
Coming up this way.
She looks eager.
Lovely top you've got there. Welcome. Hello, how are you? Come and sit here. Nice. I like the lumberjack check shirt. Very nice. What's your name?
Katie.
Oh,
she's trying to eat the microphone.
I didn't mean to just shove the microphone into your teeth. Ouch. Katie, hello, welcome to Cash from Chaos.
Hi.
Feeling all right? Josh was very overexcited.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, right, let's explain. Dom's playing this one for us, so keep the cash, Dom. Okay, it's called Stinking Bishop. We've been rooting through Kevin's bins, yes, and we've pulled out 6 stinking items. I'm going to stick those stinking items under your noses, and you've just got to guess what they are by sniffing them. For each one you guess correctly, you win 10 quid.
Yeah.
£10. So we got 6 items, 3 items each. Right, Katie, you're going to go first. The item's under here. Now, keep facing.
Wait, she has to be blindfolded first, isn't she? Otherwise, she's going to see them. Then she can tell you what they are.
Very good point.
Because she's seen them.
Very good point. Right. Item number 1. Audience, don't shout out. Sniff on this, Katie.
It smells like a flower.
A flower? What kind of flower?
I don't know.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
You are wrong! It wasn't a flower, it was flash! I don't know what kind of flower shop you've been to. Right! One for Dom now, item number 2. Get your conch around this. Here we go.
Get me what?
Get your. Right. Here we go.
Wait.
Well, you can't sniff it if you're kind of
be
pulling
gentle.
Away from it.
Be
I know
gentle.
It smells,
be
but.
Gentle. Wait, wait.
Get it under your nose. Right, ready? I'm not going to stick it up your nose.
Okay. Now, look, stop now.
Yep.
I know this is cheese. So that I know, but I guess you're wanting to know what type of cheese.
Yes, specific type of cheese, please.
It's not Stinking Bishop, is it?
No, that'd be too obvious.
No. I know it's a ripe one. I'd say it's got blue veins in it. Mm. I might stop it. Is it Stilton?
Blue veiny cheese, you think it's Stilton?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think I can give you that, mate. Even though it's our cash.
Why, you don't decide that. Kevin decides it.
All right, Kevin, well, you can see what it says on the front.
Well, like, to be honest with you, I mean, I think he's close enough. I mean, he said blue. It is a blue
Stilton.
Cheese. He said blue Stilton, but it's actually Danish blue. I mean,
I don't know. Wait, Kevin, for £10 of my own money, do I get to keep my money? Yes or no?
Actually, no, because you just should have said blue cheese. You should have said blue cheese.
So it's a no.
It's a no, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's okay. Nothing leaves the fishbowl yet. Right, back to Katie. Item number 3. Here we go. Right. Get that under your nose. Sniff, sniff, sniff. What could it be?
Like something spicy.
Would you like me to take it away from your nose now?
Like pepper.
Can I have a sniff of hers?
Give us your final answer, Katie.
Some sort of spicy, peppery thing.
All right, Kevin. You can see it. Is that Katie? It's actually Tabasco. Let's see if Kevin thinks that's close enough.
I mean, you've got spicy, peppery thing. But if I didn't give him the blue cheese one, then I don't think I can give the Tabasco.
Oh
one.
No, that's not fair.
What do you reckon? Am I being harsh? No, she can't. Oh, all right. No.
Well, this game's going well, isn't it? Might be the first and last time you hear this one. Okay, item number 4. Back to Dom.
Why are you cheering? I don't like it.
Move your hand out of the way. I've got to get it in your nose. Come here. Don't stop. You can't play a game where you've got to sniff things. Moving up.
It's on the tip of my nose.
Giving it
I
away.
No, I like the smell of it. I you said it was nasty, but. I actually like it. Reminds me of Devon, where I'm from. It reminds, ooh, me, yeah. It reminds me of the West Country.
Come on, we're keeping
it. It reminds me of getting smashed out of my mind on a snake bite in black. It's yes. Cider.
Do we need the brand? Do we need the brand name?
Do we need the brand name?
No, he's learned from his last mistake.
Unless we're being sponsored by that flipping cider, I'm not mentioning the brand name.
All right, then, we'll give him that. Strongbow Cider! We keep £10!
10 quid!
Well done, Dom.
Well done.
Okay, next item is over here. Okay, Katie.
Here we go.
Item number 5.
I had no more use for that.
Okay,
come
Katie.
On.
Oh, hang on a minute. Am I right in thinking that Kevin handled one of these quite a lot in the last thing he filmed?
Yes. Yeah. I missed my cue.
Right, Katie, it's coming in. Here we go. Are you ready? Sniffy,
oh,
sniffy.
Go on, sniff the end.
Sniffy, sniffy.
What does that smell like?
Ooh, lovely.
Smell familiar.
Smell that odour. Don't touch it.
This is not
a touching game. It's a sniffing game, woman. It's a sniffing... Don't go near it. Guess, please. Katie, what's your answer?
I don't know. When I touched it, it felt like a pencil.
What did it smell like?
It didn't smell like nothing.
No, it doesn't smell of anything. If you're looking for a smell.
I think you should give me the tenner because it has no smell to it.
No.
I think a clue.
A clue?
Give her a few cues.
There's a clue.
What is the clue?
Well, it's a pretty big clue. It's a stick you use in sports.
What? You just basically just said what it is.
A hockey stick.
See? 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 You just can't give it away.
Listen, Katie, your game's up. He's already said, let's give her a cue. It's a stick to use as sport. You still got it wrong. So, no, you can't guess it now.
Final answer, come on.
Pool cue. Yeah!
Hold on, I shouldn't be cheering. Wait. You've just won £10 of our hard-earned cash. Well done, Katie.
Hang on a minute. I've got beef with this. You just told her what it is, and she repeated what you said, and she's won our money. I tell you what happens from now. You take your dirty £10 and you sit back down, woman. Go on, get back down.
Can I take it off now?
Yeah, take the blindfold off, take your £10. Give her a round of applause. Here we go. Woo! Unbelievable. Oh,
well, that was fun, wasn't it? Kevin, how much is left in the fishbowl now, please?
£170.
£170 to play for!
And don't forget that £170 goes into the final game at the end of the podcast today. Ooh!
Quick five, yes. Fiver! Oh, okay, right. Your turn. Go and find someone here. You need £5. £5, there you go. £5 has come out the fishbowl. Dom's entering the audience. Who's he going to pick?
So the quickfire fiver has gone off. I've got a question now. I've got £5 of our fee in my hand. I'm going to ask someone a question. If you get it right, you get the money. Okay, who we got here? What's your name?
Ruben,
here's your question. True or false? Kevin's postman once lost the tip of his finger on their letterbox.
True.
You say true. If it is true, you get £5 of our money. Kevin! Did your postman lose the tip of his finger?
It is indeed true.
Ooh! Are you serious? Well done, there you go, Ruben. £5. Yeah.
It was Saturday morning, and we were all watching telly in the front room, and we heard the letterbox go, and then about a few seconds later, we saw a postman up against the window saying, help, help me, help, and he had the tip of his finger missing, and he was bleeding on the window, and he posted the letters through the letterbox, and the brass letter flap cut the top of his finger off.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And do you still keep in contact with him?
Yes. But you can't phone because he's terrible at texting.
He's lost his pointing digit.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, pointless.
We just lost another fiver. So what have we got left now, Kevin?
Right, we have £165.
£165 to play for. And now it's time for Quick Quid Minute. We're going to grab a load of pound coins out of the fishbowl now. We're going to come into the audience and ask you as many questions as we can in 1 minute. You need some of them. There you go. Right, we're ready. Okay, Quick Quid Minute starting now. What's your pin? Sorry?
Go away.
Go away. Well done, you win. £1.
Good.
Okay, what colour smells the worst?
Green.
Oh my God, correct. It's green. Well done.
Been anywhere nice on your holidays?
No.
Wrong. The answer is, you have to let me cut your hair now.
Okay, for £1, can you feel the love tonight?
Absolutely.
The answer is, only if there is consent. So, don't give me that pound back.
Next question. What's in a kebab?
Anything you want.
Wrong. The answer is no one knows.
Okay, for £1 for you. Can Noel Edmonds ever die?
No.
Correct. The answer is no, he can't. Well done.
What do hands smell of?
Feet.
No, they don't smell of feet. They smell of skin. Oh, time's up. How much did we give away? Did you give any away?
I think we gave away about £4.
I gave away a quid. Well, how much did you give away?
£2.
£2, that's three. £3 off that.
£3, all right.
Do you really need a calculator for that? 165 minus three is?
162.
£162 left in the pot.
Hey! And now we hurtle towards our next game on Cash from Chaos with our guest star, Kevin Bishop, with us, hosted by Dick and Dom, and you, the beautiful audience. It's time for...
Get on with it.
Burper King.
Okay. So, yes, for this, we need a beautiful member of the audience. Kevin, have you seen a beautiful person out there, or just failing that, a person out there?
There's a guy over there with a tie on. He looks like he's from another time. That guy there with the tie on.
The guy from another time.
Come back.
Give him a round of applause. Here we go.
Brilliant. Welcome to Cash from Chaos.
Oh, let's find out who we've got here playing Burper King. What's your name?
Atticus.
Lovely to see you, Atticus.
Some name.
Well, you're called Dick. No one questions that. It's lovely to meet you. Okay, Dickie over here and yourself are going to down a can of green cola. We've used green cola because this has got no sugar in it, so therefore it's better for you.
Yeah. And they are our friends.
Anyway, you're going to down the whole can. After that, in your own time, you have to do the longest continuous burp. Whoever manages to burp for the longest amount of time will be the winner of Kevin...
£10.
Go on, you can up the stakes more if you want. Right, okay. Go on, go for more.
£20.
Go for more.
£30.
Do you think you should go for more?
Are you trying to give our money away or what?
No, I've heard you burp and I know you're going to win this, so I'd have no problem in money going up.
£30? Yes. Yes, £30.
All right, 30 quid. Okay, 30 quid. You fancy 30 quid?
Yeah, love it.
All right, okay, so we're going to go with Dickie first. Let me get out my timer. All right, okay.
This looks really fizzy. It's actually fizzing out the top of the can.
Yeah. So right. Down it.
Yep.
That's because it's a fizzy drink.
No, I know that.
Drink the fizzy drink now.
Yes, okay.
Drink it all.
Yes.
This is the BBC. It's really not. I love the way he's putting the microphone to his throat so audibly, if you're listening to this on a train, you can hear him drinking a can of Coke. Sorry, green cola.
Oh dear. Turning me on.
Okay.
That last bit wasn't burp. Thank you. How long was that?
9 seconds and 37.
9.3.
Oh, hang on. Atticus is ready. Your time starts now. Oh, it's all over.
Nice.
2 seconds. Wait. Is there any more, Atticus?
No.
Where the hell have the bubbles gone? Did you finish the can?
Yeah, all of it. Did he finish it?
Where's the burp gone? This is magic. It's a magic show, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there we go. I think it's conclusive now. Dick and Dom keep 30 quid.
Yes!
Cheers, Atticus. Give him a round of applause.
There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you, Atticus. What we got left then, Kevin? Another quick five. Right, okay. I'll get £5. Here we go. Coming down. Jeez, mind that. Who have we not spoken to? Yeah, we haven't actually been over here, have we? Okay. True or false? Kevin once sucked on a fisherman's friend and caught crabs.
False.
It is, in fact, false.
I shouldn't be cheering. You've just won £5 of our hard-earned cash.
Unbelievable. There we go. Well done. You got £5. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just about it for the end of the show, which leads us to our final game, which is called...
Cash Grab.
Yes, Cash Grab. And it'll be Dom against a member of the audience. Now, this is a really important game, Kevin, so pick wisely. Who's it going to be?
I reckon it's going to be this gentleman at the back here.
Yes, come join us. This way. Welcome.
Here he is.
Handsome young man, welcome indeed. Lovely, good to have you here. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, hello Ben, say hi Ben. Hi. Ben, do you need a bit of cash at the moment?
It would certainly help.
Kevin, how much have we got left for him?
£162.
£162?
Yeah.
Right, we're going to get this 162 quid and we're going to put it into the...
Cash Zone.
Yes, the Cash Zone. Now, the Cash Zone is actually a bit of red-painted floor that's covered in beer and fag ends and it's quite minging down there, really. But what you two are going to do, Dom and Ben, you're going to go down into the Cash Grab Zone. You are then going to try and pick up as much money as you can wearing an oven mitt. Pick it up with the other mitt, transfer it into the other hand. 15 seconds
now
on the
listen,
clock.
By the way, there are no rules. Play dirty, but I will win all my money.
You have to pick up with the mitt hand and transfer it to the normal hand.
Remember, Dom is a very angry man. Right, 15 seconds on the clock to get down there into the cash zone. Pick up as much cash as you can. Your time starts now. Go!
No, Max! Oh, my lad! He's beating him up! No, Dom, don't! Leave the audience alone!
Yes!
Dom is getting angry.
Go on!
Ben is
doing very well.
Scrabbling around the floor. He's got Dom on his back. Oh. No, Dom, stop it! Ben's doing well. Stop, stop, stop. 15 seconds is up. You two come back onto the stage. Dom, leave him alone. Stop manhandling him. Right.
Right, shall I count out?
Yes, count it. I'll count
this
it. Right.
This is how much we've got.
Okay, Dom got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 quid for Dom. 30 quid for Dom. Right, and Ben picked up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30... £35. Ben has the most cash at the moment. Yes, round of applause, Ben. Well done,
Ben. So, here is your big decision, Ben. You've got £35 that you didn't have before you came here.
Of our money.
Are you happy with that?
I'm fairly content.
Now, don't be sarcastic, Ben.
The millennials.
Yes.
They're so needy, aren't they?
£35, man.
So, you can go sit down again, £35 richer if you want, right now. Or... you can try and gamble at the toss of a coin. If you win the toss, you get to keep your money, you get my money, and you get all the money that's left there on the floor.
Okay, so you, Dom, you go over there, Ben, you go here, Kevin, come
but
up into the middle.
If you lose, you go back with nothing, and we keep all of the leftover money, which is how much money?
£162.
£162.
Right, Kevin, into the middle.
So wait, so first of all, let's ask the question. Ben, would you like to keep your money or gamble?
Gamble!
Come on, think about it. 35 or you might get nothing.
Oh, right. Has he made his decision?
Ben, what are you going to do?
I'm going to gamble.
He's going to gamble! Okay.
Okay.
So, you're either going to go home with 35 quid or 162 quid, Ben, or me and Dom keep the lot and get paid tonight.
Okay, so Kevin's going to flip the coin. It's going to land on the floor. He will then put his foot over the coin so we can't tell. Would you like heads or would you like tails?
Heads.
Okay. Heads. Okay. Move if it's heads, up. You keep all the money. If it's tails, we get
right. Kevin, flip the coin. Put your foot on it. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Don't forget, just Ben, if it's heads, you get to keep all of our fee.
162 quid.
If it's tails, we get to keep one of our feet.
162 quid. Oh, and the nicotine lozenge. Forgot about that, yeah. I need that now, actually. Right.
Okay, Kevin, is it heads or is it tails?
It's tails.
Yes! Come on! £162 for Dick and Dom. Ben goes away with nothing. Thank you very much, Ben. Good night.
Thank you, give him a big round of applause.
162. We got paid! We got paid!
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's been Cash from Chaos. Thank you very much to our special guest, Kevin Bishop.
Kevin Bishop, everyone! Thanks to you, the audience, for coming. Hope you've enjoyed it. And make sure you tune in next time for more Cash from Chaos. Dick and Dom's brand new podcast. 162 quid!
Come on! See you later!
Come on! Cash from Chaos! Cash from Chaos!